do it or you'll all go to hell. Actually, you're all going to go to hell anyway because you listen to this.
This crap.
Right.
Also, you can send me an email over on the Milkshake Today.
I know. I've actually been listening to your show, The Incident.
It's super short.
Because I can almost always find 44 seconds all up in my day. It's those long shows that are like 20 minutes and stuff that I can't get all my...
I know.
...myself wrapped up around.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're all going to go to hell anyway because you listen to this.
Oh, dear Gussie, I don't have the... Oh, Big Fatty, you're not prepared yet. Get that micro hoist up near your mouth so your grandson can hear ya.
Hi, everyone. This is episode... Fuck, what episode is it? Oh, 588 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of... May 2010, and we are officially off the tracks. Dear Gussie! Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, every once in a while, I'll put in the show notes, because I know most of you don't read the show notes, because Big Fatty doesn't read the show notes most of the time either. But y'all, every once in a while, I'll put in what the food holiday is, because y'all, the patron saint of the BFO, sent me a list of what the different... what different days of the year celebrate. And of course, now that I'm trying to open this up, it does. Big Friday, what is it? May the 5th. That'll be 05/05. Y'all, it is National Chocolate Custard Day. Well, who knew? And y'all, coming up on a Friday, which I believe is when the y'all, of course, that is the sound for Death Watch 2010. And y'all, Friday is, of course, the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, it is the sea hag's 75th birthday. And y'all, what was I going to say about all that? Poor Big Fatty, what were you going to say about it? I don't remember. Oh, I know what it was. I was going to tell you what the food was for that day, for the celebration of that day on the 7th of May. Y'all, it is the National Roast Leg of Lamb Day. And so maybe the Sea Hag and Myron will be chewing on a little sheep that Mary used to have. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Mary had a little lamb, and the sea hag is now chowing down on it.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat Cake, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty.
That is correct. And y'all played it all the way through today because y'all had gotten a very curt e-letter from the NIP. He goes,
I am not a happy nap because you keep interrupting the fat cave intro. And so, y'all, it just goes to show you that some people like to hear the full intro, and some people don't give a shit about it. Yes, Big Friday, please move on and talk about the quiz programs. Well, y'all, on Monday night, they had the dancing. And y'all, the dancing was, it was really good. They did the individual dances, and then they did the team. They did the team Madonna and the team Gaga, and y'all, it was really quite good. And y'all, for the first time of the season, that Lynn Goodman, who is,
I don't like it. You do all of that other stuff. You get to the dancing.
Y'all, he's just old crotchety. He's old and crotchety. He must be 75 also. But, and he probably enjoys a leg of lamb. But anyway, y'all, he pulled out. He says, I'm going to have to dust off one of my paddles tonight that I haven't used in a long time.
The judges have
and
this
y'all, that Evan Lysacek or whatever his name is, the skater, the Olympic skater, y'all, they got a perfect score of 30. They got 3 tens. And y'all, I don't know, I'm recording this prior to the elimination show. Big Fatty, please. Do not talk about elimination. No, it's not a scatty elimination. By the way, I believe that someone said that Miss West enjoys the scat, and you know that Scat Man Stone over there. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a little scat music. Is that music to poop? y'all, the other thing, so I don't know who's going to be thrown off, but I'm going to guess, I'm hoping it's that going to be that Chad Ochocinco, and I think it's going to be the Chad Ochocinco this week, and then that that big old boob Lonnie Anderson, not Bonnie. That Bonnie Anderson, I think she'll be the next week. Then that Niecy Nash, and then it'll be that Aaron Anderson, who was with Maxim Cheremovsky. And then it's going to be between Evan and cutie, what's his name's, Derek Huff's partner, whose name I don't remember. But it's not important, because all I can say to her is see you next Tuesday. Now, y'all, on the big run, it is, damn, this coming Sunday on Mother's Day, it is the finals, y'all. It is the finals of the big run, and the three teams that are left are the models, which was that stupid-ass Miss South Kakalaki. And then it's the Cowboys. Y'all, that is, what is that? That is lemon pepper chicken wings and a garden salad and a little piece of pecan pie, except it's pecan. But it's the Cowboys, the models, and the brothers, one of which is the big gay. And y'all, I'm rooting for the brothers or the Cowboys, and but I'd rather the brothers win, and the Cowboys would be my second choice. Let's see, I don't really care about the American's Idol, so I'm not going to talk about that. But y'all. On Saturday night, Betty White is going to be on the Saturday Night Live. And y'all, I had a dream on Monday night about Betty White. And y'all, it was evidently, I can't remember all of it, but it was evidently some kind of skitette where she was Wilma Flintstone, except at her current age.
And I can't remember who played any of the other characters, but it was just the Flintstones at 85, you know? And I said, how old is Betty White? I don't know. Big Fatty, why don't you go goggle it? And so I'm going to do that. But Betty White. And, it's news results of Betty White. Y'all, she was born in 1922, so she's 88 years old, y'all. Dear Gussie. Anyway, Betty White was Wilma Flintstone, and I don't know who was Fred, but y'all, he was riding around the Flintstone home on a Rascal, which was powered by his feet, of course. Now, y'all, that Larry Clye and Fairy Princess Holly, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, they were talking about the Betty White, and they were saying that Betty White ought to do the double tap with Betty White or something like that. And y'all, I've heard people talk about this double tap and all on the Twitty, and y'all, I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. So I'm guessing it's a good thing if you would want it to happen to Betty White, but y'all, I don't know. I just don't know. But now, y'all, I do want to tell you one other thing, and that was about the horror weekend, because y'all... many of us in the different horror groups, y'all, we're getting up there. We are getting up there. Now, granted, we're not 75, but we are getting up there in age. And y'all, we were getting ready to go out to eat, and one of the guys says, I've got to put on some long pants. I just get cold in these restaurants. And y'all, I knew exactly what he meant, because y'all, sometimes when you go out, and y'all, it's going to the moving picture show. Y'all, you go to the moving picture show, and y'all, it is just freezing in there. And I mean, y'all, I have to put on, I can't wear the flip-flops. They're not called flip-flops. What are they called? They're called the sandals. I can't wear the sandals, the Jesus shoes, to that, because y'all, my feet just get too cold. And y'all, when you go in a restaurant, y'all, it's like, it's as if there was ice water running through my veins. And y'all, I can remember when we would go over to my grand hat's house. This was my father's parents, and y'all, they would have the gas heat running in the summertime, and we would walk in there, and y'all, it would be suffocating, just absolutely suffocating. And but y'all, I'm telling you, when you get old, you get cold. And remember, you can't spell cold without old. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just so clever today. Make a wish. Y'all, I had a heads up through a Twitty from the patron saint on Tuesday. Gosh, where did I put it? Oh, there it is. I needed to check the P.O. box. Evidently something has been sent to the P.O. box to Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. And y'all, I'm going to open it right now. I've not even pre-opened it. And y'all, I was afraid. I was afraid it was going to be some of those feet shoes. I don't think it's heavy enough to be the feet shoes. And y'all, the last thing that the patron saint sent to me was the fresh balls. The fresh balls. And so God only knows what it's going to be this time. Y'all, it is a card from the patron. Oh, Jesus! From the patron saint and from Ron Prada Soho. And y'all, let's just open it up here. Oh, it has a kitty on it. Well, you know, right there, Big Fatty's going. And it is a very stately kitty, and it says, "There's one word for people like you." Oh, dear God. I can only imagine what that one word is. Perfect. Oh, oh, oh. Hope your birthday is too. Dear Big Fatty, since the Sea Hag's birthday is fast approaching, I thought you would enjoy a birthday present to help her celebrate. hope you're extra fat and gassy for Vera's birthday. With much love, the patron saint and Ron Prada Soho. Dear God. Y'all, this is too much. Too much. I love it. I love it. And y'all, it is a t-shirt. Oh, dear Gussie. It is. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, oh. Wait a minute. Maybe, oh, oh, that's just the wrappings there. Yeah. Y'all, it is a t-shirt from Tommy Bahama. And on the back of it, it says, Tommy Bahama's Shaken Bacon Lounge. Luau's and karaoke, hamming it up. Hamming it up since 1999. And y'all, it is a picture of a pig. It is a picture of a pig singing into a microphone wearing a grass skirt and a lei at the sunset. Oh my God, that is fabulous. Oh, y'all, that is just fabulous. Well, Sea Hag, thank you so much for having your 75th birthday so I could enjoy a lovely present. Because y'all, when you were children, did you, when your brothers and sisters had a birthday, did you also have to get a gift as well so that you wouldn't feel left out? Well, y'all, this is, it has come full circle. Because now, when you get old and you get the ice water in your face. Oh, my God. When you get the ice water in your veins, evidently you get presents when somebody else is having a birthday. Also, y'all, speaking of that, y'all, don't forget now, Sunday is your mama's day. But y'all, on the 11th of May, I know for a fact that Stephen, even the Ark is having a birthday. And I believe it is a signature birthday for him this year. And so we love Stephen the Ark, y'all. You just don't know. Yes, Big Fatty, we do know, but you're not going to tell us, are you? Oh, oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, and y'all, I'm still convinced that Kimber Beaver has a birthday here soon, but y'all, I can't get an answer out of her, and I can't get anybody else to confirm it with me. So I don't know, but y'all, that volcano has exploded again, and I'm sure that she is much too busy to answer my e-letters about her birthday, because y'all, she's having to deal with a ashy sheep, which gets back to that leg of lamb, which the Sea Hag is going to be eating on her birthday on Friday, and you know what happens then?
You're all going to go to hell anyway, because you listen to this.
Oh, poor Kim Beaver had a little lamb, and it was delicious.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.